I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Dwindell Feely, Manager of Business Development, and Ashley Martinez, Manager of Digital Equity. And you're both with Free Geek, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Let's Talk Portland. So let's talk about Free Geek. Dwindell, tell me about Free Geek.
Well, we're a digital equity organization in Southeast Portland, and we're committed to including everyone in our digital future. We sustainably reuse technology, enable digital access, and provide education to create a community that empowers people to really realize their potential.
That's kind of a big job.
Yeah, definitely is.
So let's talk about you take in old and maybe used equipment, is that correct? Computers and things.
Yeah, absolutely. We take in technology and we refurbish it. We hit two problems. So we divert e-waste from landfills, which is a huge problem. And then we also refurbish them to provide them to vulnerable communities. So we kind of hit two problems at once. So it kind of makes us a bit unique in our space. So, yeah.
Has Free Geek always been like that? Have you guys always done those types of things?
Yeah, we initially we started in 2000, the year 2000. It's actually our 24th birthday in April.
Nice.
Along with Earth Month, and we kind of really started with just kind of taking in technology, and then you know we started building digital equity programming and started instead of just giving folks technology, we would also teach them to use technology and do classes and stuff like that, and then also folks used to come in to the organization and learn how to like take apart computers and stuff like that. So kind of started from, you know, just doing recycling, but it kind of evolved into a, kind of a whole holistic thing.
Yeah, that's pretty great. So tell me about some of the technology that you take in. What are you looking for?
For our Tech Now campaign that's coming up in April, we're primarily looking for laptops, cell phones, tablets, because that's our biggest need right now. But really, we kind of take everything. You know, people give us Christmas lights and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, folks will give us furniture, and sometimes they'll have bugs in it or something, you know. So it's kind of, don't give us that stuff. But, we kind of take everything, so.
Yeah. Laptops, cell phones, desktop computers, the whole shooting match.
The whole shebang.
Nice. So talk to me about the Tech Now campaign that you have going on for April.
So the Tech Now campaign is we're partnering with the business community, and we are hosting a series of collection events during the month of April. And and it's for Earth Day and our 24th birthday. This year, we've also partnered with Rose Festival, where the first 1,000 donors will get a pass to the Grand Floral Parade as well.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And the radio stations here at Odyssey, we're joining you for your big Tech Now campaign. Celebrating Earth Day on April 19th.
Absolutely, for the second year in a row.
Yeah?
Second year in a row.
That's pretty cool for us.
Yeah, and some of our other partners are First Tech, City of Gresham, Washington Square, the Wings Conference, TAO, of course, Odyssey, and Rose Parade, and KGW as well. So we have a lot of partners this year for Tech Now, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, the Tech Now campaign that we are here at Odyssey that we're going to be involved with is the one at Washington Square, and that is April 19th from 11 to 4. Is that right?
Yep, April 19th from 11 to 4 at Washington Square Mall.
Okay, so come out and say hi to Odyssey and drop off your tech and help out.
Absolutely.
Let me introduce Ashley Martinez, Manager of Digital Equity, once again. So, Ashley, what is meant by digital equity?
Yeah, so a lot of folks who use technology every single day have access to that technology every single day. There's such a large, large population that not only doesn't have access to technology, whether that's a cell phone, whether that's a laptop, but also doesn't understand the functionality of their machines as well. So that's where we come along. We really think about digital equity in such a holistic way. So once we connect an individual to a machine, how can we make sure that that individual knows how to use that machine? So that's where we give them access to a laptop. We also give them access to classes. So we have our foundational classes where it is intro to computer skills, introduction to internet basics, as well as introduction to G Suite. So it's a three curriculum, our foundational curriculum, that we really make sure that every person knows how to use their machine, hardware, software, things like that. So not only, so at that point, we've given them their machine. We've given them access to that knowledge of digital skills. So how do we keep them knowing how to use the functionality of their machines? We continue that with digital navigation. So taking them through how to apply for government sites, how to apply, how to navigate FAFSA, because there's so many new updates with FAFSA. So we take them through the functionality of the internet, how to create a strong password. It's really wild to see that folks still, you know, use their last name or first name or just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we teach them what's involved in creating that strong password. It's no longer called a password. We teach them that now it's a passphrase. We teach them what will take 40 years for them, for an individual to crack their password, including special characters, what those special characters look like. The amount of folks who are so ecstatic when they learn how to create that strong passphrase because they themselves have had an experience where their information was taken because they were using that password of 123456 or exactly password. So when we teach them those types of skills, it's something that really carries with them for years and years and years after. And it is the most magical experience to see their faces light up when we teach them how to safely turn off their computer or how to create an email address, especially for that for workforce development. It's something that they was always a barrier for them was I didn't know how to create an email. I didn't know how to send an email. I didn't know how to, you know, introduce myself in an email or how to create an email signature. Mm-hmm. So all of these things we teach in our classes, we really heavily rely on our partnership organizations. So some things that we do really amazing work with include Guerreras Latinas, located in East Portland, Hacienda CDC. We really partner with them to really fulfill our long-term commitment of serving the populations we want to be serving and who are most impacted by the digital divide.
It's pretty amazing. I take technology for granted because it's just part of everyday life. I'm on a computer at work. I'm on my cell phone doing personal stuff. And we really take advantage of that, don't we?
Absolutely. I'm on my phone every single day. Part of my job is sending over hundreds of emails sometimes a day. So I think a lot of us often forget on where to locate the send button on an email,
right.
Or where to safely turn on your computer. I know that a lot of folks even have difficulty with different trackpads on their computer. So for instance, some trackpads have buttons on their laptops. Some trackpads don't have any buttons. So some folks, when there's no buttons on their trackpad, are like, my mouse, like my trackpad is broken. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we just need to learn how to, the differences between trackpads, where's right click and left click on that trackpad when there's no button for it. So it's something that a lot of folks forget because a lot of us use that sort of technology every single day.
Mm-hmm. And email is the bane of most of our existences, right?
Exactly.
Oh, no more email. Yeah. But it's amazing that there's people out there who don't know how to use email and have never used it before.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing definitely shined light was COVID with digital equity because kids were no longer able to attend classes because they didn't have in, like internet, machines, computers to log in to do that their classes. We also had folks who weren't able to see their families at all, but didn't know how to use Zoom or Google Suites, such as Google Meet, to see their loved ones virtually. So that's something that we really focus on even now, on how to use G Suites, how to use Google Meet, how to use Zoom, so that not only to connect with your family every single day or a couple times, especially living long distance, but also how to connect for, again, workforce development. A lot of folks have realized, you know, sometimes we don't need to meet in person. We could just do a virtual meeting. So we have to teach folks how to join a virtual meeting, and not just assume that every single person knows how to automatically join a Google Meet or a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, yeah, the digital divide was really accentuated because of the pandemic. That was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Eye-opening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me introduce Dwindell Feely again. He's the manager of business development at Free Geek. So, Dwindell, tell me some of the stuff that Free Geek has been doing lately.
Well, great thing is we released a book, a kid's book about digital equity.
Yeah.
And our executive director, Juan Muro, and we went to Philly last month for NDIA conference, and we had a book signing, and it went amazing. And it's just been amazing to see just how even young folks don't even know about digital equity and just how to introduce it to them at an early age. So that's been awesome. Of course, Tech Now is coming up as well. And this year we have a super ambitious goal of 30,000 collected pounds of technology collected. Last year we hit 26K. So
wow.
I think we can get it. I think we can definitely do it this year. Our first date is on Saturday, April 13th. With First Tech 10 to 1. April 19th is Washington Square Mall, like we mentioned earlier, with Yael, which we're super excited for because it's the first time we've done it with them in a couple of years. So okay. We're super excited about that. April 20th, we have Tech Now Drive at Gresham City Hall, though it's only for Gresham and Wood Village residents only.
Okay.
April 25th, PSU Viking Pavilion, and we're participating in the WINGS Conference, which is a summit, a clean tech summit, which we're excited about because it's also with our good friends at TAO as well, Technology Association of Oregon. And on April 26th, we have our last date with KGW from 4 to 7 at their site. So all the drop-offs will be in the parking lot of their site. So we're super excited about it, and we think we're going to really hit that goal.
30,000 pounds?
30,000 pounds.
How many computers is that?
Man, that's a lot. That's quite a bit. You know, well, we collect each year, we collect over 1 million pounds of technology each year.
Wow.
So,
and that prevents it from going into the landfill, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, like,
isn't that amazing?
We're out here. Like, we be out here. We do a lot of work. And, but also with that as well, the refurb rate is 20%. A lot of people don't know that. So the refurb rate is 20%. So all the technology we get is not like all of it we can just turn into, you know, computers to give out to the community.
Right.
So we also have to fundraise a lot, you know, and that's a big part of my job as well. So also during the Tech Now campaign of April, we're also doing a Be the Bridge campaign where we're looking to raise $7,500 to assist us with purchasing devices to provide to community members who need it. And we have a wait list of 400 people. And it's still growing.
Wow.
So, you know, we're just been really hard at work, really just bridging the digital divide, and just also meeting, part of Tech Now is also meeting folks out there, you know, going out to folks, being out in community. Because, you know, our headquarters is in Southeast Portland. So, you know, with Tech Now, we would hope you don't bring huge printers with y'all and carry them the whole way. You know, y'all can bring that to, you know, our East Portland location. But also, you know, wanting to meet folks kind of where they're at as well,
yeah.
You know, which is really important. So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up, and the summer is going to be crazy. We got some cool stuff planned for this summer. So it's going to be a great year. 2024 is shaping up to be a great year.
Yeah. For the Tech Now campaign, what are you accepting? What should people bring, and how should they prepare to bring that to you?
Our main focus is, the devices we're looking for are 8 years or newer. Of course, we're not going to, like, say no if you bring something older, but that's kind of, like, the main need of the community right now. And laptops, tablets, cell phones. Those are the main need. Those are the main community needs right now. Yeah, so that's kind of really what we're focused on. And we folks can come through. We'll have it'll be a really nice setup. So folks can come through with their cars, and we'll have volunteers come and help them to take the technology out of their cars, and we sort it and everything. So it's a really cool, simple process. And you know, and again, like I said, with the Rose Festival, they'll be giving 1,000 tickets to the first 1,000 donors. So it'll be really cool.
So when we did it here at the radio stations last year, people just drove through, right? And you just take the technology out of their cars. They don't even have to. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll help you, right?
Absolutely.
How should people prepare their technology to bring to you? Like, do they need to erase their hard drives or?
Yeah, well, one major thing I would say is log out of your iCloud on devices. That's a big thing. We always try to remind people to do that, but that kind of creates a big barrier for us as well. But yeah, like, you know, you just bring your technology. We sort everything for y'all. We have a very strict data security protocol. So the data gets wiped. We make sure it's wiped. It's triple checked even. So really just bring your tech, you know, just make sure you log out of your iCloud on your devices, and we will take it off your hands and we will give it new life.
Tell me about the people that work at Free Geek that refurbish these computers. You must be surrounded by computer geeks all the time.
I mean, I wouldn't call them geeks. I don't know if they'll like all that.
Probably won't like that.
But but they're really awesome people. They work super, super, super hard. We have folks, and you've met some of them as well. Last year, you know, we have folks in the warehouse. We have the wonderful folks on Ashley's team doing the digital equity work. You have the great folks on my team, bringing in that money, and just making things fun. For folks, sometimes things can get very stagnant and very kind of like same old. So I always like to add something different into things and make them a little fresh and new. And then our refurb team, they're awesome. They pump them out. They pump them out. And we also utilize volunteers as well in the warehouse to take apart the technology, because like I said, only 20% of the refurb is 20%. So we ethically recycle the rest of that. You know, so we break it down to little pieces, copper, gold, all that stuff to recycle. So they're also like, they're beasts. Yeah. They kill it, so it's awesome.
Talk to me about how the process of dismantling something so that it can be recycled. What is that process like?
We get a whole bunch of different things. So it's really just breaking it down to parts, and we have folks just literally break it down to the littlest parts, and the things that can be refurbished goes to our refurb team. And you know, we have a space for MacBooks, laptops. We get a lot of desktops as well. So folks give us desktops. The refurb process, there's a whole long thing for them, you know, from data security. We have like a specific area that folks can't even go into, the SDA area, because it's like secure. Like, we can't even go in there because it's like you have to have like certain certifications and certain keys to go in there because for data security stuff. We give our best technology actually goes to Ashley's team, and then the other technology we sell for low cost on our eBay store.
Okay.
And we, even with our eBay store, we do a lot of sales for folks for low cost tech, because we've transitioned after the pandemic. Like all other organizations, we were impacted by the pandemic, so we used to have a brick and mortar store that we had to change into an online store now. So everything's fully online, The inventory on the eBay store is constantly updated, and we have customer service employees that constantly work with folks that are buying stuff. So, like, if anybody has any questions and stuff, like, we can help them with that. Or if somebody wants to buy a specific part for something, we can assist them with that as well. And then our digital navigators as well, they also assist as well with anything that folks might need, especially if they get a computer through our programs.
Okay. Let me introduce Ashley Martinez once again. Ashley, you are the manager of digital equity. And what does it cost to take classes and be part of these programs that you guys offer?
Yeah, so completely free. Yeah, absolutely. So we are Free Geek, where we do offer a lot of our digital equity services completely free of charge. We don't want cost to be a barrier because of the fact that we are already serving people impacted by the digital divide. Those who are mostly impacted are low-income folks. So we want to make sure we're not creating an additional barrier. The way that we go about our classes is through our partnership organizations. And you can schedule one-on-one appointments with our digital navigators, where a lot of the times our digital navigator is absolutely incredibly patient, where sometimes he'll go about just teaching a class one-on-one with the individual.
Wow.
So I have a team of absolutely dedicated individuals who are really helping to minimize that digital divide. So, of course, for free, because we don't want an additional barrier. Our machines that we also grant out through our partnership organizations are also completely free. So again, don't want to add that additional barrier of cost.
What about internet access? After they get their technology, how do they get internet access?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. So we used to do sign-ups for the Affordable Connectivity Programs. The Affordable Connectivity Program is a federal program. It had a lot of internet service providers that were helping with the Affordable Connectivity Program, being a service provider through that. We have now ended, the federal government now ended the Affordable Connectivity Program. So now we are going about what other alternatives do we have? My team is rigorously researching on additional benefits that we could find similar to the Affordable Connectivity Program. So far, we've been able to find, you know, Lifeline, something that we were using before the Affordable Connectivity Program came out. But with the funds ending with the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP for short, we're also finding that other internet service providers are recovering from no longer being ACP providers as well. So we have internet service providers who are now offering discounts similar to that of the Affordable Connectivity Program that we are still helping individuals apply for. So we take them through the steps on what current internet service provider do you have? Do you want to stay with that internet service provider, or would you like to find another one for lower costs? We currently use a tool that allows us to find more affordable internet service providers around us. So that's been pretty awesome.
If somebody wants to get involved with your digital equity programs, how do they do that?
Yeah. So we have a booking link online on our website to book with a digital navigator, a one-on-one appointment. In it, you could put your name, your address, your email address, and we will connect with you for that booking booking appointment.
Okay.
What services that you need, how we could best serve you. And if you are in need of a machine, we're currently going about that through our partnership organizations right now. So we're not doing individual machine grants at this moment.
Okay.
Hoping to do that again in the future.
Yeah. Awesome. Dwindell, we have about a minute left. Tell me about Tech Now again. What are all the events happening in April?
So we have on April 13th, starting on Saturday, April 13th at First Tech, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 5100 Northeast Dawson Creek Drive in Hillsboro. We have April 19th at Washington Square Mall with our good friends at Odyssey.
Yeah, yes.
From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., 9585 Southwest Washington Square Road in Portland. April 20th at Gresham City Hall at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's only for Gresham and Wood Village residents only. Sorry. 1333 Northwest Eastman Parkway in Gresham. April 25th will be at the PSU Viking Pavilion, 8 to 5 p.m. So we'll be there all day. 930 Southwest Hall Street, Portland. And April 26th, we'll be at KGW Studios, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., 1501 Southwest Jefferson Street in Portland. And all the drop-off sites will be in the parking lot.
Awesome. And you're looking for laptops and tablets and cell phones? And
make sure you log out of your iCloud on your devices.
Cool. We've got a busy month coming up. Thanks, guys, for coming in. This has been great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking today with Dwindell Feely, Manager of Business Development, and Ashley Martinez, Manager of Digital Equity from FreeGeek. Thanks, guys.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.